But anyway, I believe that even down here they're going to show if there is a replay. What do you feel about the replay? What's going to happen?
Well, it depends where it is.
Hmm.
I think that...
Well, it'll be Ellen Road, won't it?
That's the well, they're saying now it should be somewhere neutral.
Why?
Well, this is it. Why, indeed. I mean, that's giving Stuttgart an advantage, and let's face it, they cheated.
Yeah, I mean, number one, right, the poor player at Wembley, now you watch, oh, no.
No, no.
Oh, no, no.
Actually, we had a good result at Wembley this year.
Yeah, but even so, it's not the same, is it?
No,
I mean,
no, it needs to be at home.
If you'd have been forced to play that, you'd never have got 4-1 at Wembley. It's just not the same thing. It's a dull place that they should keep for circuses and Torvald and Dean shows and like that. Anyway, yeah. So give us a call after the replay when you're triumphant again.
Yeah, can I just make one quick point?
Go on.
About the European Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, so I always thought the point of the European Cup was all the teams who were at the top of their Division 1
yeah.
got into the European Cup to play each other.
Yeah.
Now, so they've won with that team.
Yeah.
So why change? Why do they have to change?
Well, exactly. I mean, I cannot. This is the most. We must have all been shot full of sodium pentothal or something when they made this decision, because everyone seems to have accepted it as if it made perfect. Oh, that's right, only nationals. But no, that's an international game when you can only play your own nationals, and that's clearly defined. International games are only people who are from those countries. But the European Cup, club game, yes?
Yeah, well,
what they're saying is, what they're saying is, if you play your squad all season and win your league, then you can choose a team to represent the name of your club, but not the team who actually won the league. It's absurd. Like it's kind of a, it doesn't make any sense, does it?
It doesn't. No, so it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost to suggest that the modern game isn't about big transfer deals and all that. It's something, some kind of nationalistic thing. And league football is not nationalistic any more than it would make sense making the Football League play only national.
It's really crazy. I mean, as much as I dislike Manchester United...
Who does it benefit most, though? Does it benefit the fiendish foreigners or the poor, hard-done-by British guy? I think we know who we're talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, as much as I dislike Manchester United, there's an honest Leeds fan for you.
Yeah.
You know, who knows what would have happened if Ryan Giggs would have been in the first match?
Mind you. No, I'm sorry. We cannot, we cannot rally round a club. We were 2-0 up in penalties and blew that.
Oh, well, I won't mention Pallister.
No, indeed, you're fascinating Pallister. I'll tell you what we'll do.
I mean, Graham Taylor, wow, that man.
All they needed to do, I mean, I know that if they'd let Robson take the third penalty, the stranglehold's in there, no problem, then you can fault them, it's because you're 3-0 up. But that was just a dope, and Pallister thing, it was just one of those deals, wasn't it? As you watch those pictures coming in, you thought, Pallister.
Yeah.
Ah, that's the tie in the bag then, no problem there. Pallister's going to take.
I'm not laughing, really.
Last quote, what do you feel about playing Rangers?
Well, that will, I mean, it will be tough. I mean, I have an awful lot of respect for Norwich.
I think they're
going to
beat you. I think they'll beat Leeds. I really do.
No, I don't. I don't think it'll be tough, but, Marisha, the 4-0 was it today, Rangers?
The what?
Was it 4-0?
Just the 4-0.
Yeah. So, I think it'll be tough, but, I think it's fixed anyway. It's all fixed.
You think it's fixed?
I think it's fixed.
All right, 7:15. So, there it is. Sue says, right. All fixed. Alan, where are you?
Right.
I'll see you soon. Alan, where are you?
Cromer, Norfolk.
Have you ever known me say see you to any of the male callers? Sue rings in. See you, Sue. Bye. Anyway, so what do you say, Alan?